So I'm at the grocery. It's Saturday, and I've got a ton of stuff to do, playing catch up. And on the list is sriracha sauce, hot sauce, which I think just about everyone at this point is heard of or used.
Yeah.
And the first
either as food or as a weapon, one of the two.
I don't know about the weapon part. How is it a weapon?
I think it comes in an easy squirtable bottle. You know, they don't let you have mace now. You can't have mace. I used to always carry mace when I walked around. But they have pepper spray. So I think you just use the bottle and, I mean, really get it in there.
So does it have a protective cover or a sleeve? Or it could be like a sidearm where you carry the sriracha sauce, pop, pop, pop,
what, it would pop
just
out?
In case and squirt them in the eye.
like in a gangster, you pull it out. Yeah. The more you, and then no matter what hole it goes into, you're safe because you don't want sriracha in anything.
No, yeah, the soft tissue membrane's probably not exactly the most positive reacting to the sriracha sauce, other than down the whole, your oral orifice. Yes,
yeah, these are not popular at nudist colonies.
No. Yeah, you got to wash your hands too if you're eating sloppy because you don't want to touch the sensitive areas and end up with some type of long term effects or itching or burning or.
Well, you shouldn't be touching the hole anyways at that point. Just, I mean, unless you're trying to clear the
path.
To what? I don't even know how to know what's why you just, I don't know if there's a clean sweep or something, but yeah.
So I go from store to store. So the first store I go in looking for a shelf tag though, Kevin, and I'm there and there's no shelf tag where it would think to be. And it's with all the hot sauces, all you know, like the Franks and the Tabasco and the Cholula. And then I go, okay, well, where else would it be? Maybe the ethnic section. So I go to the ethnic
section.
You say
that so carefully. Like you're like, is it wrong to say I looked in the ethnic section?
Or the international section. I don't know now what's right, what's wrong. I just know in some stores, it's certain places, certain things.
There's a lot of languages on sriracha bottle.
Yeah, because you got the Italian, you got the Asian food section, you got the Latino or Mexican section. Then I don't even know. There's a lot of sauces. There's a lot of beans. There's a lot of vinegars. It's... you know, so all these things. So I go there. It's not there either. I see a guy stocking shelves. I'm like, hey, I'm looking for some sriracha sauce. Can you help me? And he gave me the look of,
dude, I'm Asian, but I don't know where the sriracha is. Why are you asking me? Is that what he gave you the look?
That's pretty much the look. The look like I was talking something completely out of another language, and I'm like, that's all right, fine. I don't want to bother you. He goes, well, did you try where the hot sauce is on? Yeah, I'm not going to you first. I understand you're not going to help me at this point.
There's this giant row of hot sauces behind you and be like, where's the sriracha?
And then turn around. Did you look at the big stack? Yeah, I looked at the stack of sauce, man. Thanks. So I go to the first store, nothing. I get all the stuff on the list. I got to go to the second store. I'm like, fine, I'll go in, big chain store. And there's not even a shelf tag for it, but they have another version of their, there's a different kind of sriracha sauce.
Wait, like an off-brand sriracha?
No, I mean, like they have another sriracha. It's like a different flavor. I don't know, but I don't want it. I'm scared. It's new, and I don't like new. Yeah. I like to go with what I know. And then I'm like, do I even ask anybody here? I make the three-stop place, sauces, international section, ethnic section, sure. I'll be tentative again, Kev. In the midst of all this, so I go, and I'm like, fine. Then I get the text of, hey, Mom, as she's reaching out, she says, Sterling, because I'm out and about, she's, you're coming by later, and you got stuff on the list. Can you get me apple butter? Which then it swerves into another area of the unknown.
Well, that's even harder to find in the store.
It is. It absolutely is. Because, is it peanut butter? It has butter in the name, but it's not necessarily next to the peanut butter.
Do they sell that at the store? I mean, I usually find that at, like, you know, like the country store, like road stop in type thing that you go and you get, like, the fried chicken meal and it looks like you know, it's all decorated nice and they have, like, saltwater taffy, like a cracker. But you'd have to go to a Cracker Barrel to get apple butter, right?
Yeah, you can choose the rocking chairs in front, you know, go through the store that is impossible to go to when you've got your parents with you or anything else or grandparents,
well,
depending.
Well, that's a different store that I go to, but we won't talk about that right now.
No, I think we should go there at some point sooner than later. So I go, I'm like, near the peanut butter? No. Is it near the applesauces? No. What else could it possibly be near? Then
butter?
You go, okay, well, there's the Nutellas of the world. Is it in that window of area? And then they don't even have it there.
Do they have sriracha-flavored apple butter? Ironically, did you run into that? Because they probably do by now.
They should. Maybe they could. I'm sure that would be great. Here, let me drop that off at Mom's and see how quickly I get a text or a call, how I've made an error. It's like I'm 10 years old riding my bike to the store again. It's not good. So the fourth stop, I finally find what I need, and then I finally end up getting the apple butter in the right place. But good luck asking anybody what that is.
Yeah.
Because they need a kiosk just like going to, like, McDonald's now, so you can find out. Nobody, they look at you crazy because you're asking where something might be in the store, or I'm sorry, you're working at the store, I thought you might actually have a clue as to what's where, because they're paying you.
Well, and it's, can we agree it should be in the hot sauces? It's a sauce, and it's hot.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Just to satisfy the needs of people who think logically, put half of the stock in the sauces section with the hot sauces, and then the other somewhere else in the international or the ethnic section or whatever you want to call it. Hell, give it an end cap at this point. Just help me find what I need so I can get out. All I want to do is get in the store and out of the store.
Did you find it in the hot sauce section when you finally did?
I found it by itself. In an area.
Just in this lonely little kiosk there. We don't know where to put it.
It was near like chips and stuff. At which point, and I thought, I kind of makes sense because you do put it on everything, or I do.
Well, I mean, they have like sriracha flavored Pringles or something like that.
Oh, that would be good though. I'll put them on a Pringle.
Yeah. They should have it by the toilet papers where they should have it.
That's thinking ahead. That's pre-planning. Because occasionally you might have an explosive situation. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I ran into this too. There are certain things that you don't know where they are. I went out the other night with my son, and we were on the way home, and we were waiting for my wife and my other kids to come home, and we were going to get pizza that night. And I said, well, let's get snacks. Because this is how I operate. I say, let's get snacks first, even though we're going to get pizza in like an hour. So we got like pizza rolls, because I'm an absolute garbage human being. I got pizza rolls and like egg rolls, which were like right together in the ethnic frozen food section. But then we ended up looking for Pringles, because I wanted my favorite Pringle of all time. Pickle Pringles. The dill pickle Pringles.
Pickle Pringles.
Have you ever had those?
I've not. I know I saw a display about a week ago where they had like a mixer match, like four for $2 or whatever it is. And I grabbed four. I ate two within like 3 hours of getting home. Almost entirely
home,
by myself.
Yeah.
But I did not know they had a pickle flavor. I know they've got all these others in the mix and match, which is a weird scratch and sniff kind of scenario of how does this taste with that or whatever. I just like a plain and be able to doctor it myself. But the pickle's good, huh?
Yeah, the pickle's my favorite. And my son wanted pizza flavored, which is just, there was a pizza motif going on. But anyways, where would you think you'd find Pringles? Chips, right?
Well, because they are chips.
Well, they're technically not chips. I think in Britain, they'd be crisps. And they
That's
kind
true.
Of throw everything together because chips are actually French fries. Biscuits are cookies and all that kind of stuff. But no, but you think in America, it's chips. Nowhere in the chips aisle. Nowhere in the chip. You know where it was? It was in the snacks aisle.
Well, what's the difference between a snack and a chip? Because chips are snacks.
Well, it was like between candy and like nuts. And I'm like, that's not even close.
No.
But I mean, they're nearby, so it was like on the other side of it. But why put Pringles outside of that? And it's the same thing. I ran into that with stuffing. I mean, I cook. I don't get this body by, you know, not eating. So I cook. And on Thanksgiving, I always buy ahead. I buy a bunch of frozen turkeys and then thaw them out throughout the year and eat them because you can get them real cheap at Thanksgiving. And you can always find all the fixin' for Thanksgiving at Christmas. You can find the stuffing. You can find the cranberry sauce. You can find yams. All that kind of stuff. It's all out there because they want people to buy it in November and December. But then they just
That's
hide
right.
it afterwards. Stuffing is impossible to find. I like the Pepperidge Farm cubed stuffing. You know, it comes in a bag.
Right.
And they literally have at my store, at my Giant Eagle near me, they literally have a stuffing section.
It's all stuffing.
Where it's stovetop stuffing. That's not where they keep the Pepperidge Farm stuffing.
Well, hold on. So does Pepperidge Farm say they don't want to be with everyone else because they're their own thing? Or is it because someone is smoking crack or has no idea how to stock a shelf? Or what exactly is the reason behind that?
Well, if they're smoking crack, then they've been smoking crack for a while and haven't been fired because they never have the Pepperidge Farm stuffing in the stuffing section. It's like in the bread section.
Well, it is bread, kind of. I mean, it started as bread, right?
So's beer, but I don't go to the bread section to find beer, although maybe I should.
That's true. Go to the origin of everything. That's exactly That's right. How did it start?
Or how's it going to end, which is why you put sriracha next to the toilet paper. But no, so I guess you can't find stuffing. So it is weird. They have these weird things that you don't know where they are. So apparently sriracha in some places and hot sauce. The worst hot sauce story I can tell you, though. Yeah. I have a friend who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona, which is like, you know, you can spit into Mexico from there. That is how close.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It is very close to Mexico. And we go to a Mexican restaurant. I mean, we didn't go to like a Bob Evans or something. We went to a Mexican restaurant. And I said, hey, do you have any hot sauce? You know what they bring me?
What they bring? Frank's?
They didn't bring me sriracha. They brought me Tabasco.
That is kind of a hot sauce.
It's a Louisiana hot sauce. It's like,
that's true.
Mexico's like walking distance from there. Bring me a Mexican, bring me a Cholula, a Valentina.
Tapatio, yeah, whatever they call
like
that.
Yeah, all that stuff that's good. That's like made in Guadalajara or whatever. I mean, I really felt like that New York City guy from the...
That's right, for Pace. That's
the Pace
right.
Picante sauce ad. That was, I had a Pace moment.
Mm. So did you ask and question them, or did you just give up?
I just made fun of my friend. That's all I did. I just made it because he doesn't eat hot sauce.
Well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't eat? Even my, you know, even mom eats hot sauce of some sort from time to time.
Yeah, sriracha apple butter.
That would be a good mix, yes. On rye bread only.
Yes.
Maybe toast.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.